Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
Behind the scenes here on the wake-up call, we've been talking about we have to do an intervention with someone. This intervention is about someone here on the wake-up call that's been noticeably losing their hair all over the studio. And it's not just, you know, like sometimes you have like a couple of pieces of hair here and there that just, you know, fall out or, you know, you brush your hair back and it comes out or whatever. But it seems like this is happening a lot. It's not me. It's not Gavin. It's intern Kevin.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know how much product I put in my hair?
Maybe that's the problem.
How much time
oh,
I do?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I wash
yes.
it two times a day. I use conditioner.
Okay, it sounds like you're saying all the wrong things.
No, right? I'm not.
Why do you wash it twice a
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's so weird.
So it keeps the oils out.
No, you want
you
oils
want
in
oil.
Your hair.
Not too much oil, then it gets too greasy, and then it looks shiny. So, I don't want a shiny look.
Okay.
I want a matte look.
But if you are recognizing the fact, though, that a little bit of oil is good, and you are washing it twice a day, mm-hmm. how oily is your hair?
Very oily. Yeah. I have a hair condition that makes my hair very oily, but it gives it that silky texture.
Kevin, let's face it.
It's not my hair, I promise you. There's other
whose
people that come into this studio that have
hair
black
hair.
It could be Jordan's, Orphan's.
Nope.
Jordan has short hair.
And it's a different color. It's definitely your hair. And I got to tell you something.
Look, if I shake my hair right now, it
go
won't like, come up.
Grab a little bit of here.
Okay.
I won't do it hard.
Ow!
Look
at all the hair.
Oh my gosh, Kevin.
Okay.
Are you dying?
No, that was only like a couple pieces.
But I didn't pull his hair at all. I just like scooped it a little bit.
She's what? Right.
I mean,
I'm very concerned about your health.
You're concerned?
Yeah.
I'm concerned you pulled out five strings.
Well, I mean, it's coming out whether I pull it out
you
or not.
You know I have a bald spot somewhere.
Well, that's because you had a cyst on the back
of
your neck.
Is it still bald?
No, it's kind of grew back.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Wait a minute. You remember last year when Kevin permed his hair?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you think I got a disease from that?
Do you think like this is residual effects of that? Like, do you think that like over time the perm, because he did not wash it.
No.
Hardly ever.
Ever.
And it, toward the end of it, it was looking bad.
It looked like a dirty poodle.
Okay. It looked like a sponge you haven't wrang out well enough, and it just kind of got all gross.
I don't think it's that as much as, I think you are nutrient deficient.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means
first my hair, and then now you're calling me fat?
No, I'm not calling you fat. I mean, you are chubby, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't think that you are consuming enough things that your body needs, like vitamins,
I have enough vitamins,
fruits.
I eat all of that.
You do?
Yes. For your information, I eat oranges and apples twice a day.
I've literally never seen you eat either.
Are you home with me 24/7?
Okay.
I don't know though. an apple and an orange can offset the fact that you eat dessert like four times a day.
You do dessert eat a lot of dessert.
Doesn't equal hair falling off. I think I have a different disease.
I think that's maybe a separate discussion. I think Katie might be onto something with the nutrient deficiency in your body. Metabolically, you're a mess. But I think what might be a better indicator of what's happening is to go back to Rain's point that he had a perm on his head that looked like a slipper you find in the garage. And I think it might have taken this long, but I think his hair is revolting against him and saying, you mistreated us one too many times and we're out. And I think that's what's happening now. And I think the plan now is, what are you going to do to prepare to be a bald man?
Bald?
Oh, good question.
My hair is my only attribute I have.
That's exactly my point. And I would agree with that. You've got great hair. So what's going to happen when that's taken away from you? You'll have nothing.
I guess I have to be buff.
That's not going to happen.
Wait, I know that. Maybe get a toupee?
Yeah.
Okay. I like this.
And or shave my head now, make it into a wig, then keep this preserved. Can I get tracks?
What is that?
they do extensions. So
well,
can I do
you have to hook the tracks to something.
Make holes in my scalp.
Oh, that's an idea.
If you shave
put some buttons.
Somebody texted in, Kevin, high blood sugar causes hair loss.
I have diabetes.
You do.
It's all connecting. Diabetes, skin cancer, hair
you
loss,
have skin cancer.
Obesity. Have you seen the whole
I think you have a yeast infection or something.
Are you calling me dirty?
Well, yeah.
I don't have yeast anywhere but my arms and my back.
Oh, God. That's so disgusting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.